Before we hop into today's episode, a quick word from our sponsor. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more that you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one single source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. You can access it from anywhere. You cut the costs of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance, like NetSuite, is a no-brainer. Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. That's netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 293. You hear that? Piece of paper? That's my list. You're about to hear what's on it.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he gets most of his carbs from veggies, Pat Flynn.
All right, if you are looking to sell your products online, you might want to think about doing so through Walmart. Yes, Walmart Marketplace. Millions of people prefer to shop there. We're talking 120 million unique monthly visitors, according to Comscore. Even better, Walmart Marketplace is designed with sellers in mind. Zero monthly or setup fees involved. Plus, launch sponsored search ads or consider leveraging Walmart's fulfillment services to store inventory, ship orders, and manage returns. If you join today, you can save up to 50% off referral and fulfillment fees. Conditions apply. Reach millions of online shoppers with Walmart Marketplace. Head to marketplace.walmart.com/smart. That's marketplace.walmart.com/smart. Head over and get started today. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data. Indeed works fast, like really fast. In fact, by the time this ad's over, 23 hires will have been made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Look, hiring's hard enough, so don't make it harder on yourself. Indeed makes it so easy to manage it all in one place, from initial screenings to messagings, interviewing candidates. You can do it all right from Indeed with no extra apps involved. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/smartpassive. Just go to Indeed.com/smartpassive right now. Support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/smartpassive. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today. I have a great list of things to share with you. I'm staring at it right now. I just cannot wait to share it with you. But before we get to that, I just want to say thank you for listening. And also, if you have yet to subscribe to the show, now would be the time to do it so that you don't have to worry about it later. But if you've listened to any of the other episodes this month, you'll know that I've been talking a lot about affiliate marketing. A couple episodes ago, we talked about some of the long-term and short-term strategies for creating affiliate campaigns for certain things that you might recommend. In our last episode, we talked a lot about the dark side of affiliate marketing, which was really interesting. some of the pitfalls that many affiliate marketers fall into and some of the things that you should just watch out for. So make sure you check that episode out. But in this episode, I wanted to bring some positivity into affiliate marketing again and share with you my top performing products that are not mine that I've been promoting over the years and share with you why they've performed very well. And they've all performed very well for different reasons. However, there are some common threads, some patterns that you can see across all of them that do make them successful, that go along with a lot of the rules that we've talked about in terms of how to win with affiliate marketing. And we've got software products here. We've got an online course, a couple of them, and also a physical product I'm going to talk about that's performed very well too. And I'll share, like I said, why. So let's just start with one that you've heard in a recent episode, if you've listened to those episodes, and that's ConvertKit. ConvertKit is an email service provider, the one I always recommend, and it's performed very well because, well, like all of these ones that I'm going to mention, I use the thing, which is like the number one rule. But more than that, there's a couple specific things that worked very well while promoting ConvertKit. The first one is creating a very in-depth demo, a demo of how I use this tool. It's the number one video in YouTube for the term ConvertKit, besides ConvertKit's own videos. In addition to that, if people are looking for demos of this tool, they're going to stumble upon it, whether they're on my website or on YouTube. And the demo is very thorough, it's very fair, but also I walk you through the process of what it's like to use that tool. And that's really important in affiliate marketing because, like with anything that you're selling, people want to know what they're going to get before they get it. So these demos, they're not things that people get and watch after they buy. It's something they watch beforehand so they know what to expect. So for the affiliate products that you are promoting, do you have a demo? Is there a way that you can capture people's interest beforehand who are really curious about that thing so much that they want to see inside of it? Now, one particular thing I did within that demo was really demonstrate the power of ConvertKit and how it saves me so much time. I talk about the old way of doing some of those things, and then I show how ConvertKit can help do those things much faster, more quickly, and in a more organized fashion. What I'm talking about specifically are some of the more advanced segmentation tools using ConvertKit. And so just a quick plug for them. And remember, I'm an advisor for the company and an affiliate. If you have yet to start your email list, by far ConvertKit is the number one best tool to use. I'm going to place a link to this demo that I'm talking about in the show notes at smartpassiveincome.com/session293. And of course, make sure to go through my affiliate link, smartpassiveincome.com/ConvertKit. So that demo has been viewed tens of thousands of times, but there's another piece of content that I created around the use of this tool that performed even better than that demo. And that is my why I switched from AWeber to Infusionsoft to ConvertKit blog post. Those other tools, AWeber and Infusionsoft, are also email service providers. I started with AWeber back in 2010 when I finally began collecting emails. I did very well with AWeber. I love AWeber. I think it's great. But I found a better tool. And that better tool was Infusionsoft because it allowed me to do some things that AWeber just couldn't possibly do. And then after using Infusionsoft for a while and having to pay a lot of money to use it in the first place and then pay another company to help me figure it all out, I decided I had enough of it and I finally went over and switched to ConvertKit. And this was very timely to have a conversation with Nathan Barry, the CEO, as he was sort of building ConvertKit and creating it and bringing it up to light. And I just fell in love with the tool. So when I was so frustrated with Infusionsoft, it just made sense for me to go and give ConvertKit a shot. And when I did, it was beautiful. It worked out well. It did things like increase my open rates, better organize my list into different segments and different buckets. And also, it was just very easy to use and it allowed me to utilize my email list even better. So I switched to ConvertKit and then I wrote this blog post that was 5,000 or 6,000 words in length about that entire journey from AWeber to Infusionsoft to ConvertKit. And that went semi-viral in the internet marketing space because ConvertKit, everybody was hearing about it and not really sure about it. So when I came out with this article, it really answered a lot of people's questions because the one thing that I know about email service is that it's not an easy switch. Switching one email service provider to another is a pain. And so I really had to, through this content, convince people why it made sense for me. And along the way, it made sense for other people too. And that led into later on a webinar that then converted over 800 new subscribers to ConvertKit. And of course, increased my sales and affiliate income as well. Now, monthly, I'm earning anywhere between $13,000 and $15,000 a month in affiliate earnings, in recurring affiliate earnings, and they continue to grow. The most I ever made with AWeber, back when I was promoting it, was $2,500 a month. So it's done very, very well. And lastly, with ConvertKit, another thing that was sort of put the cherry on top of all this was I did a couple interviews with Nathan Berry about his journey, about how he created ConvertKit. So what this does is it allows the listeners of this podcast to hear Nathan's story. So when you hear about ConvertKit, that's one thing. But when you hear the story about how ConvertKit was built and bootstrapped from the ground up and why it was built and designed in the way that it was, well, you can build a much deeper relationship with Nathan at the same time. That episode was episode 244, smartpassiveincome.com/session244, in case you'd like to hear it, and how ConvertKit was organically talked about and mentioned and promoted in that particular episode. So that was ConvertKit. And another plus of using a tool and promoting it, such as ConvertKit, is that it is just one of those things that when people see it, it becomes an immediate wow. And when you can share that immediate wow and they see just right away the benefit of what it might be like to use that tool, where they're going to want to use it. And that's what's happening. So ConvertKit and Nathan, just thank you for adding to my bottom line, but also thank you for helping to serve my audience, because really you are helping me do that. I don't have to answer nearly as many questions as I did when I was promoting AWeber. Okay, next, another popular one that many of you who have followed the brand for a while know that I've performed very well with, and that is Bluehost. Bluehost is a hosting company that I recommend, and it's gone through some ups and downs, but it's actually on its way up again, and I love it that their customer service is finally back to where it should be. But Bluehost is a company that makes sense for my brand to promote because, one, I use it, and yes, I still do use it for some niche sites here and there, although Smart Passive Income has graduated from Bluehost. Secondly, it's very easy and simple to use. Thirdly, it is just part of the process of starting an online business. In order to reach your goals using my instructions, you have to build a website. And in order to build a website, you need to host your website. So recommending Bluehost just makes perfect sense for me. So the lesson here for you is, in the journey that your audience is having, they are in one place, they find your website, or they listen to your podcast, or they watch your videos, and you want them to go somewhere else. You want them to grow. You want them to get better. You want them to reach these different goals. What's the first step? What's the first thing that they need that you personally cannot provide, but may also have an affiliate commission related to that? That becomes a really, really easy thing to share, especially if you've used it, and hopefully you have. But because it's the first step, it just makes complete sense. So what is the most obvious first step that your audience or your future audience will need to take? Can you somehow build an affiliate relationship with a company that can help solve that first problem related to that first step? So with Bluehost, a couple things worked very well. Number one, similar to with ConvertKit, I had a video. And this video was one of the first videos I ever published online. And unfortunately, it's just in my head. Again, my head. I can't listen to it. I can't watch it because I speak so slowly. I didn't have a lot of confidence, but it still did the job. It showed people how to build a blog. And my challenge was to see if I could do it in less than 4 minutes. So the blog or the YouTube video is how to build a blog in less than 4 minutes and write your first blog post. Really, you can't write a blog post in less than 4 minutes, but I show you how to publish one and set up your website within that time. So I had a little countdown timer, and it was kind of speedy, but it was kind of fun. And that has been, for a very long time, one of the top resources on YouTube to show people how to build a blog. Now, because it is a much older video and there are a lot more better tutorials that have come out since, it's not ranking as high as it used to be, but it still performs very well. It still is evergreen, although the interface has changed and it's confused a few people. But this is why last month we came out with our BYOB, Build Your Own Brand course. It's completely free. You're welcome to even go through it right now if you don't have a website yet. smartpassiveincome.com/BYOB. A 5-day challenge. It's going to take you from zero website to a website and blog that you can be proud of. So completely free. You can check that out. But of course, within that, there are affiliate opportunities for things like Bluehost and hosting your website and ConvertKit or a theme. So you see how this works? This is the other part of it, not just a video. But now I'm showing people an entire process. And through that process, this happens to be one of those tools. And I'm not just telling people the process either. That's the other thing. I'm showing people the process. There's a big difference there. Telling versus showing. Talking the talk or walking the walk. Back in 2010, I did an experiment where I built a website from scratch and I showed every single step along the way. This was a website for security guard training. That was the keyword that I was targeting. And within 73 days, I was able to get it to number one in Google for the term security guard training. And with some AdSense ads sprinkled throughout the site, I was able to begin making money. And since then, since 2010, it has still consistently been earning over $1,200 a month. Sometimes it goes under that, but it's over $1,000 a month still after 7 years, which is pretty amazing. But the big lesson there is not the security guard training HQ earnings. It was the earnings of Bluehost affiliate income after my website hit number one and I started generating an income. Because through that entire process of building that little niche site, that little side business in the security guard space, I showed people every step along the way for free. And of course, through that process, there are tools that I recommend that are free to use. There are tools that I recommend that are not free to use. And some of those tools that I recommend that are not free to use happen to have an affiliate commission tied along with them. And because of that, I was able to generate an income by sharing all of this free value. So with that first step that you are teaching your audience that may have that product to go along with it, that has an affiliate commission, can you show people that process instead of just telling them? Can you actually go through the process yourself, step by step, to prove that this is a tool that's actually needed? Instead of you just telling people it's going to help them do this, why don't you show them by having it help you and giving them every single step along the way? When you do that, they're going to be more likely to follow through. And that was the best thing that happened with Bluehost, was I used it in my experiments. The other thing that's unique to my Bluehost promotions is that over time, as I began to push more and more people their way, we began to start to have a relationship together, myself and Bluehost, and we started to help each other out. And one of the things that they did to help me was create a specific landing page. This is not something that's very common, but if you have something that you promote and you promote all the time, you have an opportunity to create a special landing page on their website. And what this does is it keeps that conversation going. So when people hear about this tool or this product or service or program on your site, and then they go click the link, the affiliate link to that other site, well, then the conversation continues because there you are, your face is there or your testimonial's there. And so Bluehost was able to do that for me. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/Bluehost, you'll see a picture of me and say, I think it says like Pat Flynn fans, a special deal for them, or I don't even know what it says, but it's something specific to me. And that, again, definitely made a difference in the conversion rates. These were things that we were tracking. We saw the links coming from my site over to that landing page were converting at a much higher percentage than when it was just going to the regular Bluehost homepage tied to my affiliate link. All right, next up, let's talk about an online course or program different than ConvertKit, which was a SaaS, right? An email service provider, or Bluehost, which is essentially the same thing. This is a program, an online course, something people have to sign up for to get a login, to go and access information and material to do something. And this course is called Create Awesome Online Courses, or CAOC, run by my good friend David Siteman Garland. And this was a great promotion for a number of different reasons, but this is unlike Bluehost or unlike ConvertKit, because for me, those are essentials. Those are just mandatory. If you're going to start an online business, well, A, you absolutely need a website. And B, yes, you absolutely need an email list too. So those are just kind of no-brainers. Now, with CAOC, Create Awesome Online Courses, which David teaches you how to create an awesome online course that you can sell to your audience. It's a program that I went through before I promoted it, and I loved it, but I just didn't have the guts to actually create my course yet. It wasn't until 2 years later after signing up that I finally mustered up the courage to and really get over those limiting beliefs to finally launch some courses like I've done this previous year with Smart From Scratch and Power Up Podcasting and then the upcoming affiliate marketing one I'll tell you about in a minute. But with CAOC, a few things worked really well. And the number one strategy that we used to promote this was a JV partnership between us. So of course there's an affiliate commission involved, but it was a webinar. And so my role was to register as many people in my audience as possible into this webinar that David and I would co-host. And he took the lead on those webinars, but I was very involved and he would chat. And it was a basic structured webinar with a ton of value. So much value that even if people didn't buy the program, they would still learn a ton and be able to get some stuff done. But then there was a pitch. And David is an expert at webinars, at building a relationship, at showing people the value of this program that he has to offer. And he also has proof behind it. He has a lot of testimonials from a lot of students, many of them previous students of mine as well. And also, he has a great deal. So the webinar became our strategy. And it's now, over the past 3 years, something we've done pretty much annually every single year. It's just something that people know that I promote every year, similar to how a lot of people know other people promote Marie Forleo's B-School. I mean, it's similar, but David's is less worldly known, but it's still great. I mean, he has 10,000 plus students, many of them successful in all kinds of different niches. So people who have already started a business, because this isn't for people who have yet to start a business. For those people, I'm sending them to ConvertKit, to Bluehost, and to my course, Smart From Scratch. But for people who have already started, but who are looking to scale, who are looking to monetize, who are looking to grow their business, CAOC makes perfect sense for them. And those are the people who I targeted with that email to register for that webinar. What was also really interesting is we did back-to-back webinars, and this is something we've just always done, and I think it's unique to me, but I don't even know why we started doing this, but for whatever reason, it works very well. So we typically do a Wednesday evening webinar followed by a Thursday morning webinar, 11 a.m. So the evening one is typically at 6 p.m., so that covers Pacific time, 6 p.m., people already home from work. But 9 p.m. on the East Coast, so the kids are down and they've already finished dinner. So that's a good time for Wednesday evening. And then in the morning, 10 a.m., which is 2 p.m. Eastern time, for whatever reason, that one always gets, I mean, not whatever reason, it makes sense. There is always less attendees in that one, probably, I would say 20, 25% less attendees than the Wednesday night. However, sales are always higher on the second day. So I'm really glad we added that second day. And it's not exactly known why that happens, but I feel like it's just because that's the last chance. Perhaps some people who caught it the night before, they're just waiting and wanting to watch it again or see the next one the next day before making a decision. I don't know. But this sort of back-to-back thing works very well. So when we register webinar attendees, we're actually asking them which one they would prefer, and some people actually sign up to both. So the webinar works really well. And the one thing that's worked alongside the webinar to help people in is actually including bonuses. And I'm not talking about David's bonuses and other extra goodies you get if you sign up before the webinar ends or all those kinds of things, but the bonuses that I include as well. This is a great affiliate marketing strategy, especially when you're promoting courses. So, and especially if there's like an end date for the deal, which is what we do too. This isn't something that I promote throughout the entire year. I mean, it is. You can get access to it in an evergreen fashion, but the deal and the scarcity and the bonuses, I mean, they expire at some point. And so I offer an easy bonus, but a very highly valuable one too, and that is my time. So I offer a couple coaching / accountability calls for people who sign up during this time period when we're running this annual promotion. And that works really well because people want to know that they're also going to be taken care of and they're going to have a chance to get their questions answered. And it's worked really well even this last year, especially this last year, because this is the first time we've run this webinar for CAOC with a course in my bag, meaning I now have experience selling courses too. I can pull from my experience going through David's course and then sharing the results of that to help promote it even more and even better. And it's performed very well. Now let's continue on this course kick. There's one more course I want to talk about, then I'm going to finish off with a physical product. The course I want to talk about is probably my favorite course that I've ever taken in my entire life. And that is Michael Hyatt's Best Year Ever, or 5 Days to Your Best Year Ever. And this is something that I promoted for the first time last year. And I absolutely loved it. Not because it generated a lot of income, which it did. And not just because it helped a ton of people. I can't tell you how many actually written thank you notes and emails I got as a result of promoting this program. That's the kind of product you want to promote, right? Something that people will thank you for. And Michael Hyatt's 5 Years to Your Best Day Ever definitely does do that. But I also really love this course because it really helped me. I took this course with the people that I helped sign up. That was the different thing about this one. And this is something that not very many people are doing. I think Tiffany Lee Bymaster, who was on the Coach Glitter, who was on the show recently, that she did very well in her affiliate promotions of certain people's products by doing this. And I kind of pulled this from her page. And that is, with a course that you are promoting, go through that course with the students you sign up and become like the leader, the person who's just the one who's helping everybody else who's signing up. So that's what I did. And I'm going to do it again this year and the year after that. So for those of you who are looking to really crush next year and you know that you need some help with goal setting, I didn't even know I needed that much help until I took this course. It is life changing. I've had the most successful year of my life this year. And I know it's because of what I learned in Michael's course. And Michael is just, I owe him so much for what he taught me. Anyway, I'm not trying to pitch his course right now. I guess I kind of am by saying that. But really, it's a great course. And I took it with my students. That was the magnet. Hey, not only am I going to promote this course to you, and if you take it, it's going to be great and life-changing for you, but we're going to be in this together. And to help foster that and encourage that, I also created a private Facebook group that people who signed up through my link could get access to. Now, the funny thing is there is a Facebook community for the Best Year Ever course members anyway that Michael and his staff administrate. But I knew that it was going to be quite crowded, and the people who signed up through my link, I knew they would know me and would want to get direct access to me going through this process. And so that became very attractive for people, and they signed up by the hundreds. And I'm so thankful because not only had I been able to help convince people to go through this course, and many of them, even now that we're closing in on the end of the year, some people are also like me reflecting on how great of a year it's been for them and remembering why. And for me, it was because I signed up to Michael's course. And I think a lot of people remember it was me who convinced them to sign up to Michael's course. So that's something you can do. If you're promoting a program, go through it yourself. And have that become a bonus. Have that become part of the package. Hey, if you sign up through my link, we're going to be in a Facebook community together. I'm going to keep you up to date. And that's something I did. I think every day I posted my progress going through the course. And I remember too, because I was in Australia celebrating Christmas. This was December after it was promoted and the launch was in it. Launch ended. And I encourage you to please, like, when you hear me promote Michael's course, like, remember this because it was truly life-changing for me, and it can be for you too. So anyway, that mindset of, hey, I'm going to take this course too, but I'm going to bring my students along with me, or my audience along with me, that can be a great pull. And that's just one of those unique things that I did with Michael's and not really with any other courses. Although I could have done that, but I didn't. This one, I was very purposeful in doing it that way. And then finally, let's talk about a physical product. And this is a physical product that many of you who have been a part of my podcasting course, poweruppodcasting.com, you know about, and that is the Audio-Technica ATR-2100. This is a USB microphone by Audio-Technica, again, the ATR-2100. And, you know, it's hard for me to say how many of these I've helped to sell as an affiliate, and it's simply just done through Amazon. I don't have a relationship with Audio-Technica, although I probably could reach out. But it's done through Amazon, just simply through the Amazon Associates program. So I'm earning a very small percentage. However, when you consider how many of these microphones I'm pushing, it's quite a significant amount of money. And just last month, September, because I'm recording this in October right now of 2017. In September of 2017, I pushed, I think, 30 or 40 of them. And I've been promoting this microphone since 2010. Because in 2010, I came out with my most popular post that I've ever come out with and published in my life. And that was my step-by-step podcasting tutorial at podcastingtutorial.com. And that just redirects to that blog post that I published on SPI. And in that blog post, I shared 6 videos. And the first video was about equipment. And in that video, I share different examples of different kinds of microphones. I even play the audio of what those microphones sound like. And the ATR2100 plays right next to this $400 microphone that I have, the Heil PR40, which I'm speaking on right now. And it sounds virtually the same, but at a fifth of the price. And so the ATR2100 has been the top physical product that I've been selling since 2011. And I would definitely guess that it's in the few thousands that I've sold, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. Plus, not to mention, this microphone also has some accessories that go along with it, like the boom mic stand and the pop filters and all those little things that, you know, over time do add up to even more income too. So the big lesson in this one was, again, to demonstrate it, to show people what it was like, and more than that, compare it to something much more expensive, but it sounds virtually the same. So if you have a physical product that you happen to sell or share on your website, show what it's like, but show also how it compares to other solutions that are much more expensive. And that comparison, that juxtaposition, help frames that call to action you have to get that thing and to go through your link. Because guess what? You're also helping people save money at the same time. You see this all the time in other industries, but when we're doing affiliate marketing, we don't think of that really. And with physical products especially, we don't even, you know, it's different than online marketing, but it doesn't have to be. You can use these same tactics both in digital and physical products. So are there any physical products that you already promote or share? Do you have videos of them yet? And if you do, are you actually comparing things, or are you just kind of showing people that thing, right? How many times do we hear about these videos that are comparing the iPhone 8 to the Galaxy Note or whatever? So those kinds of videos, but you can do those and you can share them. They could be blog posts. You could even do them in podcast episodes too, by just talking about them and talking about the benefits and becoming the expert who's the one that is teaching and showing your audience what is right and what is not so right, or what works and what works better. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's been a lot of fun to actually go back into the past and talk about what's really made some of these promotions successful. And if you go into my income reports on smartpassiveincome.com, you can actually see the whole list of things that I promote and going back to October 2008. And, you know, some months they go up, some months they go down, but really it can be passive, but every once in a while putting a promotion into place or a JV partnership or a campaign to help push something even further, those work out really well. And so I encourage you to go out there and utilize this amazing thing we have available to us, which is affiliate marketing. There are tools, products, services, programs out there right now that can serve your audience. And if you have that trust with your audience, if you connect the dots for them, if you say, hey, I have this product that I know can help you, then you can make it a win for them because they're getting something they need. You're making it a win for you because you hadn't needed to create that thing, and you're earning a commission at the same time. And finally, that product's going to be happy, the product owner, that company, not only because, well, they're getting a new customer thanks to you, but because they know that you and them have a mutually beneficial relationship. So, really quick on affiliate marketing. You heard me mention earlier an affiliate marketing course. This is really what this month has been leading up to. I wanted to share everything I knew about affiliate marketing to introduce you to the concept and get you thinking about it, to see if it's actually something that makes sense for you. And if not, that's totally okay. You don't even have to worry about this course. But if it's something that you want to get more involved with, if you want handholding, if you want help selecting these products and really determining how to promote them to your audience in a legit way that will not make you feel sick, where it can be a win for everybody, well, then check out 123affiliatemarketing.com. 123affiliatemarketing.com It's as easy as that. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, affiliatemarketing.com. It comes out next week, Cyber Monday. It's a limited launch because it's a beta program. This course has never been out yet. It's the first time. And like I always do, the first course launches are always limited. They may be at the lowest price point. The price point kind of depends on the feedback of the initial course takers. So get it now, because there's an amazing opportunity that's going to be presented to you on Cyber Monday. And yes, you could spend your money on a new refrigerator or a new television or whatever. Or I guess that's Black Friday. But anyway, Cyber Monday, there's deals like that too. But this deal is going to be one that allows you to pay yourself back over time. That's the promise of this particular course, to help you connect the dots with the audience that you have and the products that are out there that already exist, and to have you be rewarded for that. And if you go through that course and you find that it's not working for you and it doesn't live up to its promise, I want you to tell me so I can give you your money back right away and apologize for the time that I will have wasted. But my goal and the things I'm visualizing in my head are thank you notes coming from people like you for introducing you to this concept, for showing you how to do it and how to do it right, and do it and not get in trouble, because there's certain rules that you need to do and follow, at least if you're in the US, to do it legally. So 123affiliatemarketing.com launches next week. Sign up for the waitlist now. And really, it's first come, first serve for the first few hundred people who want to get in. 123affiliatemarketing.com. All right, real fast, I want to talk really quick about my new favorite tool of the year. They are sponsoring this episode, which I'm really excited about. This is Ahrefs. If you've heard any of the most recent podcast episodes, like 291, you've heard me talk about this at the end of the show and just how much I've been raving about this tool. It is the only SEO tool that I use now to help me do all kinds of things. For example, keyword research tool, competitor research tool, so I can spy on my competitors and their SEO strategies, a backlink checker tool to monitor my own backlinks, to research the backlinks of my competition, a content research tool, a rank tracker, site audits, so I can know exactly what's going on if there are any issues SEO-wise, and I can keep track of that over time in case something happens. They also have really great educational materials to help you get just really into the system and into the tool and how to use it. And I don't know if you knew this, but Ahrefs is, at least according to a third-party study, the second best web crawler after Google. So all the data coming in, I mean, that's what really they run on. They run on seriously big data. And this was recommended to me by two of my favorite friends in the SEO world, Brian Dean from Backlinko and also Glenn Alsop. And I used the tool and I was just immediately blown away with not just how easy it was to get set up. So I have my site in there. I have a bunch of other sites I own in there. And I'm just logging in every day, keeping track. But I also have emails coming in for certain keywords that are being talked about on the internet, sort of like an alert. But then I get information about those sites and kind of what I can do to potentially rank for those keywords as well. So seriously, one of the best tools I found of the year, the most helpful. There are a lot of keyword research ranking tools and other things like that out there, but this is more than just what you do before you find those keywords. It's what happens after you find those keywords, how to rank better, how to keep track of what's happening on your website. So I highly recommend you check it out. Ahrefs.com. Ahrefs.com. And just for this episode too, we've done this a couple times, but for this episode, this is the last time we're doing this for now, we're going to be giving away a 1-year subscription to the advanced level subscription to Ahrefs, which is a $3,990 product. And we're going to give it away for free for one lucky person who leaves a comment on the show notes for this particular episode. If you've left comments on the previous ones where we've run this contest too, this giveaway, that's totally fine. You can re-enter again. One winner per blog post / show notes. So all you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/session293. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/session293. And since we are coming up on Thanksgiving here, whether you're in the US or not, I'd love for you to answer the following question at smartpassiveincome.com/session293. And the question to you is, what is one thing in your business that you are most grateful for right now? So in your business, related to your business, in the world of entrepreneurship, what's something that you are grateful for and thankful for right now? So answer that question. That'll enter you into the drawing. We will select a person 1 month after the publication date of this episode, and they will win that prize and that giveaway. So it'll be randomly selected. So good luck to you. And also make sure to check out Ahrefs at ahrefs.com. They have a free trial if you want to get involved with the tool right now. It's just an amazing find, and I'm so thankful that Tim from Ahrefs wanted to come on here and sponsor the show and pass it along to you. And I'm totally happy to do that. As you know, I don't really get behind products and share them with you unless they are amazing. And this tool, ahrefs.com, is super cool. So looking forward to your comment at smartpassiveincome.com/session293. And thanks again. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you and your time today. And I'm just super stoked for what's to come. And I hope you take this information and use it for good, because affiliate marketing could be used for bad. And I don't want you to do that, right? With great audiences come great responsibility. And I know you guys are responsible. And so thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in next week's episode. Until then, keep crushing it. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, affiliatemarketing.com. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen, another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.